Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by WeatherLNG.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, expecting mostly cloudy skies. Do pick up a chance for some late-day flurries with breezy north winds. Temperatures holding fairly steady. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Chance for some light snow showers there in the upper single digits. And still that chance for some light snow into your Saturday as well in the middle teens. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll. Right now, it's 21.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, CME Group is mulling potential changes to corn and soybean markets to address concerns the contract's prices are not accurately reflecting the underlying U.S. cash grain markets. The CME Group says it is only in listening mode and no changes are permanent. The CME Group has been talking with customers about potential adjustments, and as the discussions signal a new way in which the oversupply has been affecting day-to-day operations in the U.S. farm sector. Now, farmers who rely on the CBOT futures are beginning to lose faith in a critical hedging tool to offset the risk of raising crops and defend themselves against price swings. At issue for the CME is a discount for corn and soybeans in the U.S. cash market, where farmers sell their physical harvests relative to the company's soybean and corn futures contracts. Normally, the global future benchmark comes together with cash prices at delivery points along the Illinois River when the futures contracts are expiring, but some have not in recent months. Well, 2017 was a record-breaking year for U.S. red meat exports, beef export value exceeding $7 billion for only the second time. Pork exports, meanwhile, easily surpassed the previous year's volume. U.S. Meat Export Federation says beef exports totaled 1.26 million metric tons, up 6% from 2016, the fourth largest volume on record and the second largest of the post-BSE era. Beef export value reached $7.27 billion, up 15% year over year. Pork exports totaled 2.45 million metric tons, breaking the 2016 record by some 6%. Export value was up 9% year over year, the second highest on record. Pork exports accounted for 26.6% of total production in 2017. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment.
Making a living, making things grow. We live off the land, we just get what we sow. Making a living, making things grow.
If you're running a farm, you're already busy enough. Online banking can help you run your farm without running around. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making.
Mid-America Network News. The flu has further tightened its grip on the U.S. The season is now as bad as the swine flu epidemic 9 years ago. A government report shows that one of every 13 visits to the doctor last week was for fever, cough, and other symptoms associated with the flu. That ties with the highest level seen in the U.S. during the 2009 swine flu pandemic. KSN reports that Russell District closed schools today due to illness. New Kansas Governor Jeff Collier has signed four executive orders aimed at promoting government transparency. One order requires state agencies agencies to develop ways to measure their progress and make the information available online. Another order creates a website for posting notices of agencies' public meetings and the documents associated with those meetings. Collier also signed orders to make obtaining government documents less expensive. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
There's one thing that will never change. Our country will always depend on farmers and the food they raise. That's why it's so important to recognize the young men and women of the future farmers of America. These young adults are the people who will be responsible for feeding the world, and FFA is one of the few organizations in the country that teach, train, and instruct our youth in how to efficiently and effectively raise the food that feeds the world. Let's together recognize our future farmers of America and the community that supports their efforts. FFA appreciation brought to you in part by the Kansas Wheat Commission.
An Edwards County man was killed in a crash just after 9 p.m. last night after losing control of his car in a residential area in the town of Kinsley. The Kansas Highway Patrol said that 71-year-old Michael Jones drove through 3 yards, crossed over a public sidewalk, and hit a wooden fence. The Wichita Eagle reports his car then continued southbound and hit a large tree. Jones died at the scene. A 22-year-old Hutchinson man accused of molesting 2 children for years has pled guilty to 2 felony charges to avoid a life sentence. Adam Miller entered the plea on 2 counts of aggravated indecent liberties with an 11-year-old and a 14-year-old. The last incident occurred in November of 2015. The Hutchinson News reports that Miller is out on bond pending sentencing in Reno County next month. Kansas game wardens are asking the public for help in an illegal bird dumping incident that occurred earlier this week. The Atchison County game warden investigated the dumping of 18 geese that occurred between Sunday afternoon and Monday evening. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. Nebraska residents could gain a constitutional right to use medical marijuana under a proposed ballot measure pending before lawmakers. Senator Anna Wishart of Lincoln presented a state constitutional amendment to a legislative committee, arguing that the voters should decide the issue. Unlike past measures, the amendment would appear on the November general election ballot if lawmakers approve it. A state liquor board has temporarily suspended the liquor license of Thayer County Fairgrounds following last year's utility vehicle crash that killed a country singer. Abby Uecker, who performed under the name of Abby Nicole, died in the crash last July in the fairgrounds after performing at the Thayer County Fair. Investigators say the driver told them he had consumed several beers that night, but no charges were filed. The Omaha World Herald reports the Nebraska Liquor Control Commission has suspended the fairgrounds license for 10 days. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
There's one thing that will never change. Our country will always depend on farmers and the food they raise. That's why it's so important to recognize the young men and women of the future farmers of America. These young adults are the people who will be responsible for feeding the world, and FFA is one of the few organizations in the country that teach, train, and instruct our youth in how to efficiently and effectively raise the food that feeds the world. Let's together recognize our future farmers of America and the community that supports their efforts. FFA appreciation brought to you in part by the El Dorado Livestock Auction.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday shared comments received from constituents regarding a 10-year tax abatement request by Central Valley Ag for construction of a grain storage and transfer facility in the county. A majority of those conversations seemed to indicate those commenting were in favor of honoring only the current 3-year tax abatement available through the Neighborhood Revitalization Program. A decision on the matter is expected in coming weeks. It was reported the county treasurer's office was close to resolving a backlog in balancing books following the recent resignation of treasurer Christy Metz. Deputy treasurer Karen Shaley and former treasurer Ann Hawk were thanked for their efforts. Danae Gentleman, selected by the Washington County GOP Central Committee to serve as a replacement, wants to begin work this week. A series of town hall meetings with the county appraiser to present changes in valuation are planned Saturday, March 17th in Clifton at the City Building at 8 a.m., Lynn at 10 a.m. at the Legion, in Washington at 1 at Courthouse Courtroom, then in Hanover at 3 p.m. at the Kloppenburg Center. A final meeting was also added Monday, March 19th in Haddam at 6 p.m. at the City Hall. Land values and a significant change in valuing the economic life of buildings will be outlined and questions will be addressed. A public meeting was planned April 28th at 1 p.m. in Lynn at the American Legion to meet with business people and others interested in serving on a board to develop a county economic development program. A memorandum of understanding was approved for a low bid accepted by the City of Washington for construction of B Street, which serves as a connecting link with U.S. 36 and the county road north of Washington. A $356,000 bid from Inline Construction of Marysville came in nearly $70,000 below the engineer's estimate and the next lowest bid among four received. Nemaha Hall County Commissioners met last Monday. A public hearing was held regarding construction of a new senior center in Seneca. A summary of the project was detailed, which would be funded 50-50 through a grant and Nemaha County. Commissioners would need to provide a letter of support for a grant application. No action was taken at Monday's meeting. A motion was approved authorizing a tax sale of properties delinquent on payments. A fatality accident was reported in Gage County, 3 miles east of Odell on Highway 112 Wednesday morning. John Schuler, age 66, of Diller, was killed as his vehicle apparently slid on a snow-packed road into the path of a semi driven by Robert Brackett of Omaha. He was not injured. The accident was reported around 10:45 a.m. near the intersection of Nebraska Highways 8 and 112. Again, the fatality, John Schuler of Diller. Marysville recycling collection pickup this Saturday will be postponed until Saturday, February 17th. Roland F. Lau, age 83, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 7. The Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Roland Lau. Donna L. Mueller, age 57, of Odell, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Peace Lutheran Church, Plymouth. Interment in the church cemetery. Griffin Suvendick, Chapel of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Donna Mueller. Mary Teresa Vertiska Rani, age 98, of Pawnee City, passed away Tuesday. Service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Steiner. Interment in the Evergreen Cemetery at Beatrice. Rosary Friday at 7 of the church. Visitation Friday, 9 until 5. Family will greet friends before the rosary. Wary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Mary Rani. Richard Dale Rowden, age 60, of Blue Springs, passed away Sunday. Celebration of life service Saturday, 1 to 10 at the Wymore Community Center. Griffin Suvendick Chapel, Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Richard Rowden. Wade James, age 49, of Lincoln, formerly of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Roper and Son South Mortuary in Lincoln. Burial in the Blue Springs, Nebraska Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of local arrangements for Wade James.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I want candy. Make Valentine's Day as sweet as can be with a candy bouquet from Blue Rapids Flower Shop. Don't want candy? Choose from a wide selection of gifts, including tea, His and Hers body care and skin care from Spa Splurge and Duke Cannon. Locally baked specialty cookies and even succulents. Free delivery to local schools and senior care homes in Blue Rapids, Waterville, Frankfort, and Marysville. Delight your loved ones with a gift from the Blue Rapids Flower Shop.
Ryan's Barber Shop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only. New customers always welcome. Ryan's Barber Shop, downtown Marysville.
It's a special Valentine's series of Arts Our Elementary classes at South Hill Pottery in February. Students first through sixth grade will make jewelry from clay beads they create. Cost of the class is $21.62 and includes all materials. Classes start the week of February 12th, so get signed up today. See South Hill Pottery on the Kester Block for more information.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. As a cold frontal boundary continues to work off to the south and cold Canadian high pressure builds in from the north into this weekend, with our temperatures in fact looking to hold fairly steady here for this afternoon in the upper teens and lower part of the 20s, with those winds quite breezy out of the north and northeast. And do pick up a chance for some light snow shower activity from tonight and into the day on Saturday as well. Only expecting mid-teens for high temperatures on your Saturday, but those temperatures moderating at least back into the 30s then by Sunday. Taking a closer look at your forecast, mostly cloudy skies, breezy conditions in the forecast for this afternoon with a chance for some late day flurries, temperatures fairly steady. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy skies, chance for some light snow showers there in the upper single digits. And still that chance for some light snow into your Saturday as well in the middle teens. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Reflections Hallmark is the sweet spot. Come on in to your Valentine's headquarters. Everything you need is here. Cards, plush animals large and small, jewelry, and candy of all kinds. It's a Valentine's extravaganza at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature early February 43, record high on this date 72 in 1938. The average low 22 and the record low is 20 below zero in 1971. Sunset this evening 5:53, sunrise in the morning at 7:20.
We all crave carb-heavy foods in the winter, but there's no reason we can't comfort ourselves with in-season produce, too. Some seasonal eating advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Are you someone who likes to entertain, throw dinner parties, or just have family and friends over? Do you cringe every time they set something on your treasured dining room table without using a coaster or mat? What damage they may cause? It only takes one time, and your table will never look the same. Well, if so, call Berger's Custom Table Pads at 800-317-PADS. That's 800-317-PADS. Berger still makes table pads like Grandma had. Half-inch thick, fold for easy storage, leatherette top, felt bottom, protects up to 550 degrees, protects from scratches, heat spills, and stains. Your furniture will always stay beautiful. You are calling direct to the factory, eliminating all retail markups and passing all savings along to you. You'll be amazed how inexpensive they are buying direct from the factory. Call 800-317-PADS. That's 800-317-PADS for your free sample and kit. Speak with an expert to see how simple it is to order. Keep your table looking new year after year. Call 800-317-PADS. 800-317-7237.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 9th, the 40th day of the year. Singer-songwriter Carole King shares a birthday with actor Joe Pesci, and Congress authorized creation of the National Weather Service on this day in 1870. Eating the season is a popular strategy for eating healthier. Fresh, in-season foods typically have more nutrients and are always more appealing for their taste and texture. What's in season in February? Citrus fruits are at their best now, so load up on lemons, grapefruit, tangerines, and oranges. New root vegetables are beginning to arrive. You can put those to use in a leek and potato soup, or oven roast a pan of fresh parsnips or turnips. You'll want some greens, too. In February, go for broccoli, cabbage, or kale. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal recipes at almanac.com.
Like new, priced right. The Nordis Motor Company has a 2017 Buick Envision, a 2016 Chevy Equinox, 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 High Country Edition, and a 2011 Chevy Equinox. Priced right, ready to roll at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, Good Friday. The Kansas Jayhawks once again in the top 10 and once again right at the top of the Big 12 standings. But ask any KU fan and they'll tell you this Jayhawks team has looked much better away from Allen Fieldhouse than they've looked at the Fog. Kansas is away this weekend to take on a Baylor team that pushed the Jayhawks to the brink when these two teams played in Lawrence back in January. Kansas and Baylor tip off at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Wichita State and K-State also in action tomorrow. Wichita State will face Connecticut. That tip-off time set for 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. And Kansas State, who is ranked 4th currently in the Big 12, will be squaring off tomorrow evening. That tip-off time at 7 o'clock when they'll take on Texas Tech. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
All right, F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Eugene.
Hey, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
Well, the new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop standard on all engines and an available 10-speed transmission.
How about tissues that blow your nose for you?
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
The big one is back. It's the 52nd Annual Triumph of Ag Expo Wednesday and Thursday, February 28th and March 1st in Omaha, Nebraska. See over 900 exhibits spread over 200,000 square feet of indoor comfort, farm equipment, supplies, services, plus tools and ideas for your farming operation. Seminars, crafts, and indoor prizes, plus antique tractors and equipment. It's all at the 52nd Annual Triumph of Ag Expo, CenturyLink Center in Omaha, Nebraska, February 28th and March 1st. And there's still time to sign up for a booth. Call the Triumph of Ag Expo or go online to showofficeonline.com.
The Kansas City Chiefs have cut veteran cornerback Darrell Revis, a move that was long expected with his pricey tag next season and the franchise's tight salary cap situation this offseason. The team announced the move in a statement yesterday. The 32-year-old Revis played in 6 games, including the playoff loss with the Tennessee Titans. He recorded 12 total tackles throughout his short time with the Chiefs. Kansas City acquired Kendall Fuller from Washington in the trade for Alex Smith. Fuller expected to log a lot of snaps during the 2018-19 season. Kansas State Associate Head Coach and Special Teams Coordinator Sean Snyder is expressing thanks for an outpouring of support after the death of his 22-year-old son. Sean Snyder tweeted a family photo this week describing his son Matthew Snyder as having a big heart and a desire to help others. Police ruled Matthew Snyder's death last month at his home in Manhattan a suicide. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Clay Center live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Valley Heights entertaining Centralia. Frankfort's at Clifton Clyde. Axtell hosting Lynn. Washington County home to Troy. Diller Odell entertains Friend, and Southern tips off at Thayer Central. Marysville defeats Sabetha 63-5 and wins over ACCHS 84-0 to remain undefeated in double duels, ending the regular season Thursday night.
Guys, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Elsie Grace's gift shop in Frankfort, the place to get your Valentine's gifts. They have beautiful clothing, jewelry and accessories to make the outfit, home decor that lasts long after the flowers have wilted, and luscious homemade fudge far better than any boxed chocolates. Plus, you'll have expert help in choosing the perfect gift at Elsie Grace's, so you'll want to stop in today.
Hi, friends, this is Herb Holflecker, and I'd like to invite you to tune in our little program we call Herb's Country Classics, Sunday evenings right after the 6 o'clock news and weather on KNDY.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Give your favorite gardener a special gift this Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, one that's sure to provide beauty and enjoyment throughout the year. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Fill a colorful tin, unique crate, or tool caddy with a few gardener's favorites. Include several green and brown balls of twine for staking plants and other garden tasks. Add some hand tools like a weed knife for weeding, digging, dividing plants, and more. A quality bypass pruner, garden knife, and scissors are always welcome and useful gifts. Show them you care by including gardener soap and hand lotion. And speaking of lotions, add some sunscreen and bug spray. Check out the tinted safety glasses and readers for weeding. Further protect their eyes and skin when gardening by including a wide-brimmed hat. Be sure to add a packet or two of plant tags and a few of their favorite seeds to complete your Valentine gift. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Fulton, Missouri is today a town of about 10,000 people. When compared to the cities of the world, it is quite small. However, for one day in 1946, all ears were listening to a speech that would prove prophetic, words delivered by a world leader about the rise of a new world power. The story of a small town and a big speech is today's edition of The American Countryside. You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing. So don't wait. Join us today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It was March 5th, 1946, and the streets of the small town of Fulton, Missouri were abuzz like never before or since.
So it was a very unique day and momentous.
Tyler Oberlag is speaking of Winston Churchill's speech at Westminster College. 25,000 people were in town to get a glimpse of the former prime minister, who was introduced by President Harry Truman.
Even the college itself did not know what he was going to talk about. He said, "The speech I'm going to say is of great world importance."
Churchill titled the speech, "Sinews of Peace." We instead know it for one key phrase today.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent.
The iron curtain became a widely used phrase, but reaction to the words were mixed at best.
Immediately after the speech, a lot of people accused him of warmongering and didn't agree with what he had to say. Why are you trying to drag us into another war? We just got out of the worst war we've ever seen.
Over time, Churchill's words were prophetic. The college realized the important role it had played in a speech that predicted the Cold War. In the 1960s, they decided to build the National Churchill Museum, using the most unique structure to house it.
They decided to bring a bombed-out Christopher Wren church, which was bombed in the Blitz of London in the 1940s.
The church was originally built in the 1600s. The interior was destroyed by fire in World War II, and the stone wall stood for 20 years before it was moved, stone by stone, to Fulton, where it was reassembled. Today, this impressive museum underneath the church is open year-round and tells the entire story of Churchill's life, including his unique tie to this small town and the Iron Curtain he predicted would divide the nation of Europe for decades. Traveling the countryside in Fulton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.
If you see blisters on the mouth, nose, or feet of your livestock, call your veterinarian. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The signs mimic a disease that was eradicated from the United States as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Having just one canker sore in my mouth is painful. Livestock can have many, which can also include blisters in and around their mouth, nose, and feet. Tony Moravec is a veterinarian with Mariel and says vesicular stomatitis and a number of other viral diseases will cause blisters in horses, pigs, and cattle. These are the signs to look for.
Any type of salivation around the mouth, cattle dropping feed, pigs dropping feed, horses dropping feed out of their mouth, because there's sores in and around the mouth, and it's just a very uncomfortable disease. Lameness, if they have blisters between their toes, it's a very sore and discomforting disease.
Good sanitation and quarantine practices on affected farms usually contain the infection until it dies out on its own. But if you see these symptoms in your animals, call your veterinarian right away for a diagnosis and treatment. This is important because the symptoms are similar to foot and mouth disease, which has no cure. It hasn't been found in the United States since 1929, but it's very contagious and could be just a plane ride away.
Foot and mouth disease is currently infecting animals in parts of Southeast Asia, parts of South America. It is not in America as we know it right now, but we are on high alert. There's a lot of people that travel, and it's a virus that can stick to the bottom of shoes. It has a way of moving around the world, and we don't fully understand all the different routes of transmission of how it can move from place to place, but that's why we need to be so hypervigilant.
The virus causing vesicular stomatitis can also infect handlers of infected animals. In people, it causes influenza-like symptoms. Learn more about blister diseases at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
May you always live with laughter.
challenges of meeting the particular food demands of the millennial generation. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Millennials who are not living in their parents' basements are buying their own food, and food sellers are trying to figure out what they want. Brittany Furrow is with the world's largest food retailer, Walmart.
The millennial consumer will be 30% of retail sales by the year 2020. They care about world challenges, world hunger, poverty, climate change, and they want to be a part of solutions that help address those issues. And they are the purchase power that has a different type of expectation that we have to work together to figure out how to meet.
Restaurants are also trying to figure out millennials. Rickette Collins sources beef and pork for McDonald's.
Our customers really do look to McDonald's as a beef company. They want to come to McDonald's for hamburgers.
But, says Collins, not just any beef will fly with millennials.
One of the examples probably that we do today that's most common is through like animal welfare audits that are required at our supplier facilities.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
There will be a farm retirement auction for Catoptish Farms Thursday, February 15th. Sale begins 10 a.m. Selling three John Deere tractors, a 2015 model 6150 and a pair of 2016 model 8345. Combines include a 2015 and a pair of 2016 John Deere S670s, plus nine headers and seven head hauling carts. Also selling a 98 Peterbilt 379 semi, a 2015 Chevy 3500 service truck, two Tempty 40-foot hopper bottom trailers, a 53-foot drop deck, and a pair of Bedford 34-foot combine trailers, two Brent grain carts, as well as miscellaneous fuel trailers, AMS equipment, and other farm support items will be sold. All are completely serviced and field ready. No small rack items. Machinery will sell early. The equipment has all been shedded and is like new. Inspection dates Monday through Wednesday, February 12th to the 14th. Sale begins promptly at 10 a.m. Thursday, February 15th, a mile and a half south of Blue Rapids at 2517 8th Road. Sullivan Auctioneers will conduct for sale. Go online at SullivanAuctioneers.com. Or contact sale manager Zach Heiner or Matt Sullivan. Complete sale bill also listed online at our auction calendar at KNDYRadio.com.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the government of Canada yesterday released the final list of designated regions where livestock tax deferrals have been authorized in 2017 due to drought, flood, or excessive moisture. In November, Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada announced the initial list of designated regions in British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Quebec for livestock tax deferral purposes. But the agency says ongoing analysis has identified additional regions in British Columbia and Saskatchewan that experienced forage shortfalls in 2017. This livestock tax deferral provision allows livestock producers declared regions to defer a portion of their 2017 sale proceeds of breeding livestock until 2018 to help replenish the herd. The cost of replacing the animals in 2018 offsets the deferred income, therefore reducing a tax burden associated with the original sale. Canada's Ag Minister Lawrence McCauley says the deferral will help producers manage the impact of adverse weather while focusing on rebuilding their herds in the coming year. While more companies are departing the Grocery Manufacturers Association, Kraft Heinz Company and Dow DuPont, the latest to part ways with the association. Those companies joining the likes of Campbell's Soup Company, Nestle, Dean Foods, Mars, Tyson, and Unilever. The GMA staff also leaving, including some high-ranking executives. And the GMA now is pledging some changes. A spokesman for the group said the nonprofit was working to adapt to a changing time.
The board and others are moving forward with their work to reinvent a grocery manufacturing association that provides a voice for the industry as the members seek to improve the health and well-being of consumers and society. Kraft Heinz has decided to focus efforts through category-specific trade groups. The exits started when the association and companies disagreed on GMO labeling. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we're still seeing pressure on our grains and soybeans here on Friday. March corn is down 3 1/4 at 362 and a half. May is down 3 at 370 and a quarter. March Kansas City wheat down 9 at 465 and a half. May Kansas City wheat down 9 at 480 and a half. None of the wheat markets doing well at all today. Chicago wheat, Minneapolis wheat are lower by significant amounts also. Not a good day for wheat. March soybeans down 5 and a half, 982 and a quarter. May beans down 5 and 3 quarters at 993. Later months are all down by 4, 5, and 6 cents and more. March soybean meal has bounced back up a bit, up 50 cents now at 342.20. May's up a dime at 345.20. All the later months are lower. March soybean oil is down 10 points, 32.11. May is down 10 points at 32.30. So really not a lot of positives when it comes to our grains and soybeans here late in the day on Friday. Livestock numbers are mixed, but mostly lower. February live cattle up 25 at 126.02, but that's about it. Everything else is on the downside. The early contract on hogs is up, but really kind of rough going in the livestock complex too. February live cattle up 37 at 126.15, but April down a dime at 123.62. Later months are all lower. March feeder cattle down 160 at 145.65. April down 155 at 147.10. So not a lot of positives in cattle. February hogs up 2 pennies at 73.42, but everything else is down. April hogs down 27 at 69.17. May down 35 at 74.65. So not a good look for hogs necessarily either. March cotton down 73 points at 75.89. May cotton down 43 points at 77.13. And the struggles continue on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 429 points at 23,430. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 also lower. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
The vast majority of customers who make Wichita RV their last stop shop no more. And here's the reason. For over 25 years, Wichita RV, now with two locations in Wichita, has been serving Kansas and surrounding states, providing a superior sales experience in both new and pre-owned recreational vehicles. Right now, if you've even thought about looking, you owe it to yourself to check out Wichita RV's late winter sale of 2017 holdover models. Brand new units, blowout prices at Wichita RV. Learn more at WichitaRV.com.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right, less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all. From full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates, yes. Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out more.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, talking about an organization that I've criticized many times over the years. I'll do that after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Let me share this story with you verbatim. Today, the Washington Post reports that Humane Society of the United States CEO Wayne Pacelli is under investigation after being accused of sexual harassment by three women. The Post reports that warnings about his behavior, which stretches back years, went unheeded, and that donor money intended for abused animals was used to pay settlements to women who were allegedly abused. In response, the nonprofit Center for Consumer Freedom, which runs the watchdog HumaneWatch.org, noted that this is just the latest example of abuse and waste at the Humane Society of the United States. And the Center for Consumer Freedom ran an ad on some stations during the Super Bowl to call attention to the story. The executive director of the Center for Consumer Freedom, Rick Berman, said Wayne Pacelli is a serial predator who for years has taken advantage of a largely female donor base to be his ATM. The organization needs to clean house at the top, starting with Wayne Pacelli, and continuing with his enablers and those who turned a blind eye if it truly believes in a humane society. And then the center went on to list some other facts about the Humane Society and its president, Wayne Pacelli. HSUS runs deceptive advertising full of cats and dogs, yet gives only 1% of the money it raises to pet shelters, while it's spending millions on executive salaries and pension plans. And HSUS paid $11 million in 2014 to settle a racketeering lawsuit after the organization was caught paying a witness who lied under oath. Back with a final word after this message.
Today's farm equipment is expensive, so why not protect your investment with high-quality Cenex lubricants from the Farmers Cooperative? Save $10 when you purchase a 40-pack of Cenex Premium Grease, or earn a $50 gift card with the purchase of 125 gallons of Cenex high-quality lubricants. Offer ends February 28th. See your local Farmers Cooperative branch for complete details. Extend your equipment's life with Cenex quality lubricants.
Farmers Cooperative.
There will be much more to come on this latest chapter of the Humane Society of the United States. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Electricity keeps the farm humming, but if the wires come down, safety is your first concern. Stay away from them and keep your feet together on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
Power lines on the farm aren't something that most people pay attention to, but they can be deadly if they come down. Electricity always seeks the easiest and shortest path to the ground. So if your body touches a power source or even the ripple effect of a downed wire, it will attempt to travel through your body and can be fatal. Aaron Yoder is an assistant professor in the Department of Environmental, Agricultural, and Occupational Health at the University of Nebraska. He says you can't tell just by looking if a wire is live or not. So if you see a downed power line, stay away from it.
If you're away from it and you can make a call, call 911 and alert the authorities that the power lines are down, and they'll call out the appropriate people to do that. Sometimes the vehicles do come in contact with them, and then you need to do a little more evaluating. They tell you to stay in your vehicle as long as possible. Call for help.
If you're in a vehicle and there is a life-threatening situation like a fire, jump from the highest point as far as you can away from the vehicle. Yoder says it will have to be a gymnast.
drastic move.
But you're supposed to keep your feet together, because when you separate your feet, it creates a difference in electrical potential and can cause electrocution that way. So you keep your feet together and you hop away from the machine until you're a good 20 or 30 feet away from it.
If you can't hop, slowly shuffle your feet, keeping both feet constantly on the ground. Don't touch anything the line is touching, especially metal. However, if conditions are wet, non-metal objects such as soil, branches, even straw could be energized. I'm Jody Henke. Find more power line safety tips at agriculture.com.
Farmers Cooperative is your go-to place for agronomy, lubricants, energy, feed, and on-the-farm Mr. Tire service. We're your extra set of wheels, your hired help, your partner to get the job done. With our Mr. Tire service, trucks and multiple lines of products from companies that stand behind performance, Farmers Cooperative is right by your side, ready to serve you. See your Farmers Cooperative tire branch today.
Investing in our owner's success, Farmers Cooperative.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. In February's USDA World Agriculture Supply and Demand Estimates report issued this week, domestic corn ending stocks fell to 2.352 billion bushels. U.S. soybean ending stocks climbed to 530 million bushels. And wheat ending stocks here in the United States raised.
Because of these numbers being so divergent, where you took demand up in corn and down in beans to the point where you added 125 million bushels of corn demand and took away 60 million bushels of bean demand, that all, I think, falls into your cash basis levels. I think this is where USDA's report's going to be negotiated out when it comes to the prices. The futures market will probably continue to play the weather and some of these other factors like the currencies and outside markets, but it's your cash basis that'll probably find a lot more firm tone in the corn market, probably a lot more difficult tone and a weaker basis in the soybeans unless you're around a very good processor, a very large processor. Crush margins for March are still running almost $1.20 a bushel in soybeans. So if you're near a processor, your basis may actually hold up pretty well. But other than that, I think you can expect weaker soybean basis going forward.
Planting decisions for 2018.
This report would suggest to me that the market is going to need more corn acres, not more bean acres. And they're going to determine how serious that is based upon the South American weather and those meal technicals, in my opinion.
Mike Zuzulo from Global Commodity Analytics. The WASDE report showed projected wheat ending stocks raised by 20 million bushels, exports increasing. USDA left season average farm price for wheat unchanged for 60 a bushel. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right. Less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all. From full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates. Yes, Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out.
KNDY.